and American Forces Network first. For the first time on AFN, for their first appearance this season in the ETO, G.I. Joe gets set to hear the famed harmonica virtuoso Larry Adler and
We meet and the angels sing.
Sweet singing, blues swinging Martha Tilton and threat to Yasha Heifetz, Jack Benny. The European Division Band of the Air Transport Command, directed by Sergeant Jack Platt, opens the show with Hallelujah. Here's a reminder, fellows, the folks at home haven't forgotten us. USO Camp Shows, in cooperation with Special Service, is spending millions of dollars to bring these moments of enjoyment right to the farthest outposts of the world. Not only stars like Jack Benny, Larry Adler, and Martha Tilton travel the biggest vaudeville circuit the world has ever known, but hundreds of lesser theatrical people have spent years at the front entertaining us. Do we appreciate it? You bet we do. Jack Benny and his group have just arrived, and tomorrow they take off for a tour of many places in the ETO. Maybe you'll get to see them. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you a man who got here Saturday by plane, and his stomach will arrive next Wednesday, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking, and Turk, let me tell you something. You can kid all you want about me being plane sick, but the trip didn't bother me at all. The minute I got in the plane, I took 8 sleeping pills, and when I woke up yesterday, here I was in the South Pacific.
South Pacific? Why, Jack, you're in Paris.
What?
You're in Paris. You went to the South Pacific in 1944.
I did? Well, what year is this?
This is 1945.
Well, I'll be darned. Those pills sure work, don't they? Anyway, Turk, I was only kidding. I know I'm in Paris. Listen, well, I knew I was in Paris the minute I got off the plane and saw Piccadilly Circus. Yes? Yes, sir.
Wait a minute, Jack. Piccadilly Square is in London.
All right, so I'm farsighted. You know, Turk, I've only been here 2 days, but I saw everything. The Arc de Triomphe, the Eiffel Tower, and those cute dames riding bikes, you know. Cute girls on the bicycle. I saw everything. Yeah.
Well, Jack, what do you think of the shops here in Paris?
The shops? Oh, they're very smart. I walked into a store yesterday, bought a complete French outfit. A beret, a flowing red tie, covert slacks, and a tan corduroy jacket with a loaf of bread to match. And it only cost me $100,000. You know, in France, nobody eats bread. They just carry it.
You know that?
Say, Turk, how do you like the way the French people drive cars?
You're not kidding, Jack. They're worse than Hollywood.
Worse? First they run over you, then they back up and strafe you with the exhaust pipe. Then at night they come out with bright lights searching for you.
By the way, Jack, did you notice all the GIs in town here on pass?
Oh, you mean the combat man? Yeah. I saw one soldier wearing 3 battle stars, one for France, one for Germany, and one for the 11 o'clock metro. He really was a hero. Well, here comes Larry Adler. Hello, Larry.
Hiya, Jack.
Say, Larry, I want you to meet the announcer of our program. This is PFC Hal Turkle. We call him Turk. He's an O.D. Don Wilson.
Hello, Turk. Glad to know you.
Hi, Adler.
Say, Larry, can you imagine when Turk introduced me tonight, he inferred that I was sick on the plane. That's a laugh, isn't it? Huh?
Well, you were sick, weren't you?
I was not.
What was that you were holding in your lap, the Davis Cup?
What are you laughing at? All right, don't be funny. Say,
Larry, how do you like Paris?
Oh, there's a great city, Turk, but there's one thing I cannot understand.
What's that?
Well, things are so bad here. I was walking down the Champs-Élysées. It's awful. Everybody's being dispossessed.
What do you mean, Larry?
Well, all the furniture is out on the street.
Those are sidewalk cafes. Yeah, I should have waited till you got your laugh. I'm very sorry. I thought mine was going to top it. What a jerk. Anyway. But those sidewalk cafes, you know, there's a great place to meet girls. I saw a gorgeous French girl sitting in one, so I walked over, sat down next to her, and ordered Van Rouge.
Van Rouge for the both of you?
No, she looked at me and ordered Van Johnson. Say, Larry, where were you last night? I was looking for you.
Oh, I went to the Folie Bergère, and boy, what
is... What is it? Folie Bergère.
Folie Bergère. Don't be jealous. And boy, what a show.
Cute gals, huh?
Not only cute, but they come out wearing the most beautiful expressions. Say, you know, you've given me better lines than you've got.
I know. This is the last show you're going to get them.
The guy who designed...
This show is liable to run until Bob Hope gets it. What'd you say about the girls? What'd you say about the girls with the expressions?
Oh, the girls. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that. The guy who designed those costumes, said he, getting back to the script, what a gold brick.
Well, look, why'd you tell me, Larry, I'd have gone with you to the show.
I wish you had, Jack. One girl came out wearing a swell ensemble, a hat and shoes to match.
I mean, nothing in between?
Nothing in between?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Gloves.
Oh. Well, she's a regular clothes horse. Well, what'd you do after the show?
Oh, I had a date with a star.
The star of the Folies Bergère? How'd you arrange that?
Boku cigarettes.
What a sucker I am. I've been smoking mine. Say, Larry, how about a number on the harmonica? You know the boys here will go for that, huh?
All right, Jack, I'll play Begin the Begin.
Good, let's have it.
Thank you.
was Begin the Beguine, played by Larry Adler. Larry, how about another number?
All right, Jack. This time I'm going to play one that was written by myself and our accompanist who's with us on the trip, David LeWinter. And we've based it on a French theme. It's called La Bougie du Main et à la Bouche.
Oh, really? You speak French, then?
Yeah.
Well, I speak French, too. I took lessons.
Well, where did you study? Berlitz?
No, Duffy's Tavern. Archie speaks French like a native, a Ubangi.
Well, if you've studied French, Jack, let me hear it. Say something.
Want me to say something in French?
In French.
Here's something I studied. I mean, ma tante a mangé la fenêtre pendant que j'ai respiré la censure.
Well, that sounds very impressive, Jack. What does that mean in English?
My aunt ate the window while I inhaled the elevator.
What was that?
I said, my aunt ate the window while I inhaled the elevator.
Well, Jack, that doesn't make sense. You can't inhale an elevator.
I can, too.
You cannot.
I can, too.
You cannot.
If my aunt can eat a window, I can inhale an elevator. I guess I got you there, Bob. Huh?
Well, Jack, there's no place in France where you can say a thing like that.
Oh, there isn't, eh? Have you ever been to Saint-Germain?
Yes.
Oh. Well, have you ever been to Chalon-sur-Saône?
Yes.
Oh. Well, have you ever been to South Bend, Indiana?
Well, no.
Well, until you've been there, bud, don't go shooting off your mouth. You Americans think you know everything here. Go ahead, play that number. Burns me up. Larry Adler playing Ma tante a mangé la fenêtre pendant que j'ai respiré la censure, South Bend, written by Irving Berlin. That's the Berlin that's still standing. And now,
And now, oh, hello, Martha. Hey, fellas, here's Martha Tilton.
Oh, say, Jack, I couldn't get one for you. I've been to every PX in Paris, and they just didn't have one.
Well, gee, Martha, I was depending on you. We leave tomorrow.
I know. So I went to a department store, and here's what I got.
Let me see it. No, I can't wear that. I can't.
Well, why not? It's just as good as the other kind.
No, it's not OD. I'll be out of uniform.
But, Jack, they just don't make OD shawls.
Well, I'll keep this one. I can wear it on in the Jeep as a snood to keep my toupee on, you know? Well, they always kid about my toupee. You know, they always say I have no hair. Isn't that silly? Look at no hair. I got hair home I haven't even used yet. Say, Martha, how about singing something?
All right, Jack.
Say, Martha, look at before you sing, there's something I want to ask you. I don't know whether this is the proper place, you know, to bring it up. You don't mind if I just sort of hint at this, you know. Well, Martha, you know, this is our first show together, you see, on this trip.
Yes, Jack.
Well, I don't know where you're living, but do you mind if I take you home after the show?
Well, I can't see any harm in that.
Oh, I wish you could. Well, I'll tell you, sing a song and I'll meet you later. I got to get my...
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never cared much for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the light down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Wander through the park, shadow boxing after dark. Then you came and caused the spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I call my sugar candy, because I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me. He understands me, my understanding candy, and candy's always candy when I need my complete heart. Got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart candy. It's gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make him mine, all mine. I wish that there were four. So I could love much more of him. He has taken my complete heart. Got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart candy. It's gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy. Make him mine, all mine, and make my candy mine, all mine.
That was Martha Tilton, accompanied by the European Division Band of the Air Transport Command. Larry, how about doing another number now? And this time, if you don't mind, I'd like to make it a duet.
And if I
you
do?
You on the harmonica and me on the violin. Okay?
You're the boss.
Darn right I'm the boy. I didn't get those shots for nothing, brother. Give me A.
Got athlete's thumb. I had to get that line in, Jack.
That's close enough. Shall we give him our medley? Fascinating
yes.
Rhythm and putting on the wrist.
From the hit parade of 1914.
Right. Where'd you hit it? Don't laugh, you guys. Wait a minute. Ready?
What's that for? All right.
Ida, sweet as apple cider. Right.
That's the first time they've ever hated anything on a G-string.
Okay, introduction.
I ad-libbed it, and that's an order. You're hot and I'm sweating it out.
Martha Tilton and Larry Adder leave tomorrow to tour military installations all around the ETO. Quite likely you'll see them, but if you miss them or they don't get to your post, there's Bob Hope, Jerry Colonna, Ed Gardner, the Archie of Duffy's Tavern, and hundreds of other outstanding acts, plus whole stage shows right from home. You're sure to see many of these shows. This is a service of the USO Camp Shows in cooperation with Special Services. Your Special Service officer will post the time and place of each show. You'll enjoy them. We'll be right back. That was Sweet Lorraine, played by the European Division Band of the Air Transport Command under the direction of Sergeant Jack Platt. And now here is Jack Benny again.
Fellas, this has only been the beginning. We're coming out your way, and Martha and Larry and I, we're going to try to reach every one of you if possible. So long, guys, and we'll be seeing you.
This has been another American Forces Network first, originating from the stage of the Olympia Theater in Paris through the facilities of AFN Paris. Your announcer has been PFC Hal Turtle. This is the American Forces Network.